We return now to a story we first brought to you 6 months ago, which drew attention to the sight problems in primary school children and the fact many remain undiagnosed for years due to insufficient eye checks. The head of the University of Auckland School of Optometry and Vision Science, Steve Dakin, estimates that 1 in 10 children in New Zealand need glasses and don't have them because screening is inadequate. Professor Dakin advocated a range of measures, including a nationwide mobile school screening program. As always, the stumbling block was funding. Well, that's changed since our interview, with a generous $1.8 million donation for a mobile screening bus from Aucklanders Peter and Ray Fell, who I think are in our Auckland studio. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Catherine.
Thanks very much for coming in on Christmas Eve. Steve, I think, is with us by phone from New Plymouth. Hello, Steve.
Hey there. Morning, Catherine.
So how's your Christmas looking now?
Pretty good. Pretty wonderful end of year as we see the project coming together for us with the support of Peter and Ray. It's terrific.
Just remind us again of the role of the mobile bus, the conversations we were having, but also how so much often gets missed with screening. What are the gaps that you and your initiative are endeavouring to fill?
Yeah, you've touched on this already. This really started from our school screening initiatives, where we go out to schools with our optometry students and they can perform a quick screening test, but we couldn't do full eye examinations on site. So that meant that a lot of children who were being referred to go to an optometrist, we couldn't follow up and make sure that was happening, and it wasn't. So that was really the first big motivation for us, was to be able to do site, you know, to do full eye examinations on site. I think the other big driver for us, pardon the pun, drivers and buses, is that this customer pays model for optometry we have in New Zealand seems to be letting people down a little bit, and also just how overwhelmed the hospital services are. You'll recall in 2015, the Southern District Health Board had people losing vision unnecessarily from just staying on waiting lists to get their treatment for age-related eye conditions. And, you know, we're seeing this coming up in the news time and time again, cataracts, you know, the postcode lottery we have there. And they were the real sort of motivations for us to get more involved in community eye health research, understanding what the barriers were to people getting the services that they need.
So, Peter and Ray, what prompted you to help out here? Just what unfolded?
Well, we heard Stephen's talk on 6 months ago as we were driving, and it blew us away. And we do very much feel that there is a high degree of inequality in the country, and that some people can get services which others can't. But we feel very strongly too that kids who haven't got good vision will turn off learning. And I guess that was our big motivation.
So what happened in that conversation in the car, Ray? Was it that quick?
Well, we were actually, Peter was captive, which was marvellous, because we were driving, and it was so interesting and so captivating. We got to our destination and said, think we might do something about this. Because without education, you can't go forward. It's a way of going forward, and if you can't see, you can't learn. And if we can assist children to learn, and that the bus can do other things for the older people as well, looking at testing when it's not being used for schools, then that's just fantastic and a great privilege.
So it wasn't even a case of let's give some money towards this, you just decided let's just get the bus happening.
Well, that's, yes, because we're able to. That's just fantastic.
Yeah. So, Steve, I can bring you back in. Did you get a phone call? How did you find out?
We did. I said initially through the university's alumni relations office, let us know, and it was evident from our first meeting. You know, I think Peter and Ray's enthusiasm, belief in the initiative is evident, you know, from just hearing them speak then. You know, they have this real, I feel like we have this real shared vision for how we can move forward. And I think what's terrific as well was just, you know, their ambition as well, that this was something, I think maybe we'd been, you know, very much linked to Auckland in the first instance. But this is something they want to see move nationally, and I think that's
wonderful.
We've really got our sights set on now.
So, Peter and Ray, you now feel involved. You this is not just a case of being able to and generously making a donation. You actually feel invested in this now, and you want to see it go further.
Yes, and I think that's part of the reason that we are so enthusiastic, that we do feel that it can go further. And the other thing is, I have been working and still am for the university, had the opportunity to see a lot of the research initiatives that the university carries out, and we're very invested in those and believe very strongly in them. And Stephen's project just fitted so well into our own, pardon the pun, vision.
So, Stephen, you've got some funds here that will enable what?
Initially, the purchase of a vehicle and fitting it out with two state-of-the-art optometry clinic rooms, basically. So that means we'll be able to conduct full eye examinations, imaging of the eye, exactly what you would get in a modern optometry clinic. Also, the staffing is covered for 5 years, so we'll have an option. You can travel and to schools, to rural regions, to Marae, to care homes, and some administrative support, running costs. So the whole package, it's an incredibly generous donation. We think it's really going to be transformative for the research that goes on in our school, as well as the outreach and teaching that we do.
Well, I understand that bus is being manufactured at the moment, so that's called getting on with it. So thank you, all of you, very much for what you're doing. Thanks to Stephen Dakin, the University of Auckland School of Optometry and Vision Science, and thanks to Peter and Ray Fell for that generous donation of $1.8 million that has so advanced that project, that dream of Stephen's, and will make such a difference.